ever took the time to think, like really, really think, just to answer some of the basic questions in life, such as, who are you? Why am I here? Or what is the purpose of life? No. Well, me neither. Here on Hashtag for the Culture, we're gonna deep dive on some of the most toughest topics going on in society today. However, the catch is, I'm gonna try my best to keep it under 10 minutes because I don't want to waste all of your time. This is James Motivates, the best single host podcast on the planet. Let's do it. Here we go, episode 10. I don't got a name yet because I had to take a slight hiatus. I'm sorry I've been gone for so long, but I want to start off by saying rest in peace to Kobe Bryant and Gigi Bryant and all others lost in that horrific helicopter crash. And it really bothered me, and it was part of the reason why I had to just take some time back and just reflect. Take some time back and just have some productive conversation. Take some time back and spend time with some of my loved ones. Because something tragic like that, I can't put it into words. I can't put it into words what their family's going through right now. And I don't even want to dwell too much on this because I know they're probably hearing things from so many different media outlets and news outlets, and it's just like, we just gotta let the family mourn. Let them mourn. Let them have their space. Let them have their time. But I just want to say thank you to Kobe for all the great memories and all the ways you've inspired me. From basketball to philanthropy to your mindset to your business. There was so much that you had already accomplished before this tragic accident. And I just want to say thank you. And I sincerely appreciate everything you've done. This weekend, I watched a documentary or docuseries, what we call it, called Who Killed Malcolm X? It just dropped on Netflix. And I had mixed emotions about even giving this a watch because, you know, typically docuseries like this about crime solving never really ends with the crime being solved. There was this one with Tupac and Biggie, like a docuseries where these guys, you know, acted the entire life of both of those characters. Well, not the entire life, but it was about who murdered Biggie and got into that whole thing, and then Tupac came later on to end. But the crime was left unsolved. Who killed Malcolm X? The first episode basically talks about activist Abdur-Rahman Muhammad. Began an investigation about the assassination of Malcolm X. And like I said before, I didn't think that this would end with suspects. I didn't think this would end with any type of valuable information going into it. But thank God that I watched this, because this man right here got into some real, real serious stuff. He talked about Malcolm from the beginning, the Detroit Red days. He talked about his time with the Nation of Islam. He talked about his time after the Nation of Islam. He talked about the days leading up to the assassination. He talked about a few times after the assassination. This guy got so deep into this crime that I just got to give him a round of applause, man. I was thoroughly, thoroughly impressed. And if you don't know, Malcolm X is one of my favorite leaders, people I look up to. I've always respected his mindset towards what we need to be doing as a black culture. I've always respected that, you know, he wasn't afraid to speak up. He wasn't afraid to say what was on his mind. There was no type of political correctness when it came to him. If he felt a certain type of way, he would say it, and then he let you deal with the emotions. It wasn't about him. And I think that this documentary really exacerbates that because it shows the rawness of who he was. But it also shows the loving and caring person that he was as a father, as a leader, as a preacher, as a member of the Nation of Islam. It just goes to show that he put others before himself. And unfortunately, that was part of the reason that led to his fall. Slightly part of the reason was that he put so much stock into other people, put so much stock into the struggle, put so much stock into Elijah Muhammad, put so much stock into building the Nation of Islam, that when it was time for him to receive some of those benefits, when it was time for other people to look out for him, they didn't do it. So if you haven't, please go watch that. Please go watch that, because I don't want to give anything away, but if I had to grade it 10 out of 10 or from the A to F scale, it would be a 10, A plus, amazing docuseries. Watch it with your kids. Make sure they know the story of Malcolm X, because they ripped him out of public schools. They don't want our kids knowing who he is. The only thing you know about in school when it pertains to black people is Martin Luther King. And that's what I really want to get into, is about the public school education curriculum. Why is it that by the time you go from pre-K to 12th grade, the only person you know pertaining to black history is Martin Luther King? And even with that history, the average person is taught that he began with I Have a Dream and he died with I Have a Dream. There's no pre-I Have a Dream with Martin Luther King. Well, there is. I'm wrong about that. They teach you about the sit-ins and the marches and things like that. They teach you I Have a Dream. They don't teach you nothing after that. Why is it that they don't teach you that his philosophies changed a little bit? Why is it that they don't teach you that he wanted to organize a march to mobilize the poor people around the world? It was going to be called the Poor People's March, where he wanted to fight for equal wages and livable income for everybody. Why they don't teach you about that? Why is it that public school or school in general does not teach you the truth? You never wondered that? Like, why is it that you go from pre-K to 12th grade learning the same exact thing over and over and over and over and over again? It just don't make sense to me. But when you're in the middle of it, you know, you're a kid, so you're not thinking that deep into it. But now, as most of my listeners are adults or young adults, I want you to start questioning that. What is the purpose of school? Is the purpose of school to make you a free thinker? Train you to be able to handle situations as they come? Be able to adapt? To survive on your own? Or is it just a part of the system? Is it a part of the system to help you or mold you to become nothing but a worker bee? Because that's how I see it. You spend all this time in school, and what's the first thing they tell you as soon as you get out of school? Get a job. Get a job, 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 get a job. They don't even teach you how to get a job. They don't teach you interview skills. They don't teach you proper attire. They don't teach you how to do a resume, cover letter, but they tell you, get a job. And with that rhetoric alone, makes me question, what is the purpose of school? Because if school is nothing but keeping you until you're 18, so that way you can go and get a job, then we got to start having some serious conversations about what we're doing to our kids. Because there's this saying that if you knew better, you do better. There's no way I can know better and not try to make some type of change to help our kids. And when I say our, I really mean that, because if you're listening, your kids are my kids are your kids. This is a community. So I'm not going to be selfish and say we got to change education just for the sake of my kids and my family. No, that's crazy. There's some things that have to be changed, but I do think there is a difference between school and education. I think school is the institution of learning. Getting up, going to a class, sitting down, shutting up, listening to someone give you a lecture. That's school at the basic level. Which is interesting because it sounds a lot like church. And now that I'm thinking about it and trying to make that cross-reference, church and school really aren't that different. School, you go down, you listen, you sit there at a certain time. There's one person in the room. If you speak during that time, you're exiled from the class. If you disrupt, you're exiled from the class. When you go to church, get there at a certain time, bright and early. There's a preacher. When the preacher speaks, everybody shuts up. Don't shut up, you can be exiled. So this is something to think about. But back to school versus education, I feel like school is the institution of learning. Education is... how can I put this into a sentence that makes sense? Education is learning through life experience, through wisdom, receiving wisdom, and learning from your mistakes. I feel like some of the best education is just going out and trying something and failing. Going out seeking information. Going out asking questions. Going and reading a book on your own. When you are a seeker of knowledge, that is when you're educating yourself. Only you can give yourself education. Nobody can give that to you. You got to go get your education. Anybody can go to school, but not everybody can get an education. Education is life. You are educating yourself every single day. You may not know it, but you are. You turn on the TV, you're educating yourself. You go to YouTube, you're educating yourself. You're having a conversation, talking with somebody, you're educating yourself. You're learning through life experience. You're learning through listening from wisdom. You're learning from just listening, period. You're learning from the information you choose to take in. That's education. You're learning from reading books. That's education. School is, I got to do what I got to do to get my grades. That's a business. That's an institution. But you can't quantify education because education is within your control. And unfortunately, not everybody has access to the best books, the best movies, or even internet, things like that, things that they can use to teach themselves or able to expand past their horizons. But you got to do what you can. You got to do what you can. You cannot let school be the only source of learning in your life, because then you'll be nothing but a worker bee. When you may have so much more potential in things that you can give to the world. Because that's what school sets you up to do. Become a worker bee. And now we're about to enter a time where the worker bee is not even going to be useful anymore. Because artificial intelligence and all these other robots and things like that, they're about to come in and sweep all these jobs. Then what you going to do? What you gonna do when your job no longer needs you? For example, when I was coming up, my mom used to drive, my dad used to drive, and we had to cross the bridge. We had to go through the toll booth. It was a lady or a man. You sit there, you paid your toll, you went through. Those jobs are non-existent anymore. For these younger kids coming up, they're gonna see that with Uber, Lyft, any of those car companies, That's going to be equivalent to our toll booths. In a sense that one day it's there, the next day it's completely gone. We're about to enter a time where you're going to get into a car without a driver that's going to take you from point A to point B. What are all those people who are taxi drivers, Uber drivers, what are they going to do? But that's not going to be the only industry that's affected by artificial intelligence. So going back to school versus education, if you're not educating yourself and preparing for this, you are going to have a problem. I am going to have a problem. We are going to have a problem. Because we have to continue to prepare for this change in society. And the only way to do that is by educating yourself, because school does not teach you how to adapt. School does not teach you how to grow. School gives you an A, B, C, or D, moves you on to the next grade until you're done, and they wish you the best. And they may not even mean it. So if we don't figure out how we're going to educate ourselves to better prepare for this change in society, we're setting ourselves up for failure. And that's all I got for you today. Let me know what you think. Like, comment, share. This is James Motivates, the best single host podcast on the planet. Let's do it.